This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kewaunee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kewaunee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Happy, happy Friday to us all. Jazzed as hell to reintroduce a good friend of ours, Harvey Kay. He's a professor emeritus of democracy and justice studies at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And he's a friend of ours. Happy Friday, Harvey. Great to see you, man.
Thank you. Great to see you. And I understand, I mean, Jess was telling me that just this week now you're in Racine.
We're in the racing, yes, man.
Racing.
It is, some consolidation of operations and some stereo, radio equipment and all the kind of engineering things I don't know much about. But this place is awesome. This building we're in is like 100-year-old.
97 years.
Yeah, man. This station, this building's been around, so it's a great traditional classic radio spot, Harvey. So it's great to be here, man.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I asked Jess's permission to raise a question.
Oh, okay. What'd she say?
Well,
you got to ask really nicely sometimes.
over the many years, we've sometimes joked about the fact that you are a Lions fan.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I wanted to check with her that it was okay that you maybe, I mean, it's possible you've kept that quiet. Now that the Lions are doing so well, you may not want to be stumbled to abuse.
I've always been a proud Lions fan. Born in Livonia, man. How could I not? My extended family was there. It was always they were always the underdogs, man. I mean, besides the 57 world championships or whatever, they were always fighting. And Barry Sanders came around, man, and what an excitement that was. But yeah, man, I still I get it, man. When they play the Packers, you know, who do you really root for? And I get my chops busted quite a bit, Harvey, because I'll root for the Packers and I'll root for the Lions. But when the Lions play the Packers, I root for the Lions.
I do understand that. But you have to, I mean, it's really fascinating that the NFC, I mean, it's classic. The NFC is, everyone acknowledges, is the foremost of the regions. You know, I mean, it's just fascinating. But it's also the case, as good as the Lions are, that on any I'm not going to say anything bad. On any given Sunday, if the Packers play Detroit or the Packers play Chicago or the Chicago play, any team could win. I'm sorry, not Chicago, the Vikings.
Okay? Oh, poor Chicago.
Yeah, I mean they're better than they've been. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that, and people shouldn't doubt their capacity to win games. But it is the case that Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay are just amazing teams this year. Absolutely amazing.
Now, so, Minnesota took it on the chin yesterday, so I had a quick text my Minnesota buddies that. Today.
I just stayed up to make sure I caught them. Who knew that I was going to get to see the guy sacked in the end zone?
And that was a face mask, Harvey. Come on, man. That should have been called.
Let's put it this way. Yes. But that's the way the ball bounces.
That's right. Win some, lose some. And for a Lions fan, you know, we have been the recipient of some bad calls over the years. You know, you never want to like blame the refs, but we've had a few of those. So I can appreciate the angst when the no calls cause you points or a game. But they were already down by 10. They were never coming back out of there anyway.
No, undeniably. But you know, it used to be the case that when I first came to Wisconsin back in 1978, everyone just talked about Bears and Packers as a rivalry. And now, for many years now, it's been Minnesota for us as the primary rivalry. But at the end of this season, it could well be that it becomes a free-for-all as to where the rivalries are, right?
Yeah. And it's so much fun. And, do you think maybe we mistakenly attribute our fandom and for entertainment and sports into politics, Harvey? You know what I mean? It becomes very gamey in some regards.
Here's the deal, okay? Going into this season, I knew the Packers would be good. I knew that. But I actually said to myself, don't let yourself get carried away. You've got enough anxiety Monday through Saturday. You don't need Sunday anxiety too, given the politics of the moment.
Yeah.
But what I discovered is the anxiety is natural when watching the Packers. I mean, it's given things. And moreover, it's a damn good escape for the one day. It's a damn good escape for the one day.
I've been making a point, and I've been talking about this quite a bit, Harvey, of trying to, especially with like the Brewers season, the baseball season just wrapping up. You know, they play a lot of games, you know, so it's great to have that on. And just even to put it on in the background if I'm doing something else, just to not have the news on, you know, because you can just doom scroll and sit there all night with the technology and everyone's putting out content. You know, it can never, if you want content and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, man, you can get it. But that's no way to live, Harvey.
I really wanted the Brewers to make it into because I'm not really a baseball. I haven't been a baseball fan since the Dodgers left Brooklyn, which is why I wear this Brooklyn baseball cap. But it is the case that when the Brewers, how many years ago was it when the Brewers, they were really powerful and they went into the playoffs, and man, I got so excited, as I did when the Bucks, you know, won the NBA.
Yeah.
So I can live off of Milwaukee sports in key moments. How's that?
Yeah, we'll take whatever joy we can get in the moments we find them, Harvey. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much going on since we spoke last, but I did notice one of your tweets that I thought was telling, talking about Trump trashing American public life, but also it's not just Trump. This has been coming for a long time, I guess, if I'm going to interpret your thoughts. How about you tell me, Harvey? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, that tweet in particular, I'll tell you what incited that. I mean, Elon Musk just is like, he's just literally destroyed what was a decent sort of public space, Twitter, now X. And now with this utterly disgusting and corrupt offering of million, by the way, anyone who takes $1 million, more power to him, who the hell cares, right? But, you know, this gift he gives, wants to give to people.
Yes, to register voters,
This alone should be an indicator of just how far we have traveled from a time in which, say, the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, in which there really was something we could have called a democratic republic. We now have these billionaires who can really, really shape public debate, shape public culture, and utterly corrupt the democratic politics that we have, which are had, you know, I'm not saying they've ever been perfect, but it's truly awful now. So this tweet, as you noticed, what I go on to say is, but it's not Trump who's corrupted us. It's 50 years of corporate power, of conservative initiatives, you know, culture wars, and neoliberal public policies. So if you end up in a social order, in a political and economic order, in which you've got this class of billionaires that I've already said can overdetermine too many things, right? If that's the case, and everyone else, look, ever since the early 1970s, working people, in quotes, the working class, has not seen a significant increase in their incomes and standard of living. And so as a consequence, you can imagine the kind of cynicism and anger that people carry with them, to the point where, you know, they're looking to do damage to the people who've constantly promised them. And I'm thinking here of the Democratic Party,
sure,
vote for us, and we're going to make a tremendous radical difference possibly. So, you know, I was just reaching a limit, and I thought, I almost wanted Elon Musk to like block me or have one of his minions throw me off just to get me out of that mess, you know?
We talked about this earlier in the week. Elon Musk, Miriam Adelson, and Wisconsin/Illinois' own Dick Uihlein put a combined $220 million into groups supporting Trump in just like 3 months. Or it was just unbelievable amount of money. $220 million in 3 months from three people. But Harvey, I mean, it's not just... it's the money, and the money usually, you know, they go to both sides. You know, what do the good businessmen do? They pay everybody. You know, you give some to the Dems, you give some to the Republicans. But then you have your partisan kind of billionaire business folks, right? Elon Musk certainly getting on that side. Mark Cuban going with Harris. It's like bring your billionaire to work day when you got Musk jumping around the stage and Cuban and. You know, Cuban, fair enough, but I like him better than Musk. He's still a billionaire. He's still some hoarding of the money thing going on. And I don't know that necessarily makes him any more wise to the world necessarily than anybody else. But we certainly give them that. And if what we don't give them, they can buy, Harvey. And that goes on all political sides.
Yes. And by the way, this is important. The reason that these folks can write off or write checks for that kind of money is because back in the first year of the Trump administration in 2021 or early in the second, he and the Republicans literally gave back, was it like $1 trillion worth of taxes to big corporations and the folks who were either already billionaires or on the verge of becoming billionaires.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're now a billionaire, what the hell is a couple of $100 million?
Right. Right. Right.
Especially when the guys who are going to be running the game, if in fact the Republicans win, God forbid, well, not God forbid, we forbid. Anyway. Okay. If that's the case, they're going to get even more money to control the political and economic order.
Yeah.
No, it's maddening. I mean, truly maddening. It's the shame is that the vast number of people just don't have enough historical memory, because I'll say it, even though I favor public education over any form of education. It is the case that we are failing to teach the kind of historical memory that young people need to remind them of what it means to be an American.
Well, you're not going to want to start teaching all the kids this woke kind of talk, man. What are you talking about?
No. I want to teach. I'm not teaching woke anything. I want to teach them about the America's revolutionary promise: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
I want them to learn about Thomas Paine, who basically, when he issued the pamphlet Common Sense in January of 76, which led to turning a colonial rebellion into the American Revolution, not only for independence, but for the makings of a democratic republic. If that's the case, I want them to know about that. I want them to know why it is that they find America so exasperating these days.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He's going to stick around for another segment. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. I'm curious for your opinion, Harvey, on what Paine would think of what's going on today. And I know you're a big FDR fan, what he would think as well. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. It is a Friday. We got Harvey on the hook. And we got Jess P.S. on the board. And you on the Lions, 855-75-CIVIC.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
The man, AJD. Dylan. I love what you're doing with this Dylan Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families, us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom and Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin at Green Bay, joining me via the stream. You are just on the board. Harvey, this piece you put out recently, No Pain, No Gain, Common Sense in the Year of 2024. And I got to tell you, man, and this has nothing to do with Thomas Paine or Common Sense. What has something to do with Common Sense? In the last hour, we went through specifically line items of the Donald Trump platform. He's got 20 bullet points, Harvey. And in his explanation of their 16-page platform, they say common sense a lot.
Capital C, capital S, common sense.
Common sense, Harvey. So they're trying to appropriate it, perhaps, that was their intent. But you're the expert, man. What do you think Thomas Paine would be thinking today?
Okay, for a start, I wrote a piece back in 2016. No, I wrote a piece after Trump won in 2016, in which I sort of was telling people that they really need to go and check out the pamphlet Common Sense, which was the pamphlet that Paine authored in order to inspire Americans to think not only of trying to win their rights as British subjects, but actually to separate, that is, create an independent United States and also create a democratic republic. And so I wrote this piece and I told people that when things happen, as Trump intends to carry them out, grab hold of these lines and rally people. Make, whether you have to do it in taverns or wherever you have to do it, rally people and ultimately let them call us rebels, as Paine said in some of his writings. So, Paine came to this country in late 1774, and within 1 year, he had fallen in love with the country, not only for its resources and the people who were so rambunctious, but also because he couldn't believe how determined Americans were to govern themselves, even though they couldn't bring themselves to say, yes, independence. So really, the first thing he figured he had to do was disabuse them from any worshiping or idolatry or, if you like, sort of respect even for King George III. And there were great lines he offered. I don't want to bore people.
No, we're talking about, brother.
Okay, but I do want to read this particular statement of his, Paine. This is where Paine is really going after the king. It says, "Men who look upon themselves born to reign and others to obey soon grow insolent. And when they succeed to the government are frequently the most ignorant and unfit of any people throughout the land.
God, that sounds so very familiar, Harvey. I don't know. Why do you think that is?
Absolutely. Mm. So Matt Strackbine, the letter hack, and I, who have been doing a series of comic books on American politics and history, comic strips, we decided we were going to grab hold of Payne, invite him into the bar that we use as the starting point of our comics, and have him sort of teach us what do we need to know and understand about confronting, you know, Donald Trump.
Yes.
And the forces of MAGA and the Republicans. And so we laid hold of that quote. And if people get a chance to go to commondreams.org, I guess it is, and check out this pain. No, was it? No pain, no gain.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I think you'll enjoy the cartooning if only because I appear and Matt appear in Continental Revolutionary garb. Okay. A three-cornered hat. But you'll see as well a B on the front of my tri-cornered hat. That's a B for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Okay. Just for the record. Well, having said that, so what Payne was telling Americans is how unique their opportunities were to make a country in which the common people would rule. No kings, no aristocrats, no overlords. And if he were alive today, he'd say no billionaires. But what have we got? We've got too many overlords, too many billionaires. And truly, if Donald Trump, the royal wannabe, is reelected, we're going to see all of that on steroids this time around. Not to mention, Payne said, look, this was a country that he encountered that, in contrast to what he knew of Britain and Europe, was diverse. He arrived in Philadelphia, and yet he had every religion imaginable was being practiced in Philadelphia, which was not the case back in England, or if they practiced it, they were being tolerated. Moreover, he said he loved the diversity of the ethnic ethnic and national diversity that prevailed. And he said, look, this is a land that could become an asylum for mankind. He himself was an immigrant and to some extent a refugee. He had been sacked by the British government from the Excise Commission. And he just found a whole new set of possibilities here. So in this comic, we say Donald Trump, we don't use the term, is essentially un-American in the deepest original sense of what it means to be an American.
He certainly is. And the comparison to King George and the characteristics that Payne applies to the king and the folks around him certainly apply to the MAGA and Donald Trump himself. And asylum, man, don't get me started on the late, great Dr. Hannibal Lecter. But Harvey, how did... what's the hook? I mean, obviously there was a yearning for freedom. And even if you look at the messaging from the Harris campaign versus the Trump campaign, I mean, it is very, you know, very freedom focused and very authoritarian. Daddy's going to spank you vigorously focused. You see what I'm saying? How did he, Payne, break through to the masses to help them find their way?
First of all, he spoke bluntly. He spoke in ordinary language. He was educated to a certain extent, but his father was a Quaker back in England, and his father didn't let him learn Latin or Greek. No offense, Jess. Okay. She did classical studies at college. Okay. But so he spoke a language because he was himself a working man, Payne. Okay. So part of the problem is that we have to be clear. I don't think the Democratic Party right now, for all of its down to earth vibes these days, I don't think it's doing that as effectively as it should. And I wish they'd call me up and I'd help them out.
Well, Harvey, that's why we call you up and you help us out and we'll get the word out. Harvey K, he is the Professor Emeritus of Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, always a pleasure to catch up with you. I'm assuming the World Series start tonight. L.A. for you, man?
No.
All right.
You have to have me on sometime to tell why it is that I literally gave up professional baseball when the Dodgers left Brooklyn. I was a little kid. It's a good story. Have me on.
I'll give you a hug, Harvey. Thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kiwanee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kiwanee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If Emily Bronte was still alive, she'd probably be thrilled that Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi have been cast in Wuthering Heights. I guess we'll never know, but the good news is the project has found a home at Warner Brothers after a bidding war. Emerald Fennell will write and direct. Her previous credits include Promising Young Woman, which was excellent, and Saltburn, which was interesting. Robbie's company, Lucky Chap, will produce the film. One Desperate Housewife apparently had money to burn. The first John Wick film was released this week in 2014. The film franchise has grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Variety is reporting that none of it ever would have happened were it not for actress Eva Longoria, who saved the original John Wick by contributing $6 million in funding at the last minute that closed the financial gap and allowed filming to start. No one was happier than the film star Keanu Reeves, who also had his own money in the project. Fun films for sure, but could use a little more violence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have the presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and he rehearsed it.
And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Harappa way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank our friend Harvey Kay. He is the Professor Emeritus for Democracy and Justice Studies at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay. He's a smart dude. He's a funny cat, and we love having him around. Hopefully he will join us again real soon. You can look for his comic strips up on commondreams.org, commondreams.org. You know, whatever we can do to reach people, man. And I love the funnies, man. I grew up on like Mad Magazine and Cracked and Archie comic books. So, I'm all down with the comic strips. We do have some callers. You've been patient. Let's get to them. 855-75-CIVIC. Lisa from Racine, you're up. Welcome, Lisa. Happy Friday. What do you got for us? Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Don. Hey. Sorry. It was a pause from the radio. But anyway, I'm calling just to, again, point out the irony of the Republican Party. I live in Union Grove, Wisconsin. We're very much Trumpville. And we have a referendum on our ballot for $39 million for our schools.
Ooh.
And every time I pass, right? And every time I pass a Trump Hubby sign, there's the support our UG school. So I put out on our... Yeah, kind of like when we grew up, Dom, one of these things is not
like the other.
Right. Maybe we need to go back to that because they're not getting their own policies. They don't even understand what's happening. I mean, the guy point blank said, I want to dismantle the education system, but let's put $39 million in. Maybe they're supporting the sex changes in the schools. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Got
to
be that, right?
It costs a lot of money to put in those operating rooms. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right,
so the words that come out of mouth.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, they go to school. You drop them off, they're a boy. They come back, they're a girl. I mean, I'm thinking, what, dude? Like, were you even involved in your kid's education? Did you ever have your kid call you and say, I got a headache and try to get an aspirin from the nurse?
That's an easy question to answer.
Yeah. No.
Right? Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Lisa. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. Love it when you join us on the lines, 855-752-4842. Chris from Madison, Madtown. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for having me. I just wanted to express my deep appreciation for all the Thomas Paine talk. He's one of my favorite founding fathers. Yeah. He's just... and a lot of people just don't realize, you know, Common Sense is a great, great treatise he wrote, but he wrote so many other things too. Age of Reason, Agrarian Justice, which is the precursor to the modern idea of Social Security as we know it. It actually goes further than our current Social Security system. So I just think that these ideas that Thomas Paine put out there are not, if we can embrace them more from a leftist point of view, I feel like that we can win a lot more hearts and minds to that kind of thing. So I just really appreciate you having your guest on today talking about that.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Appreciate you listening. Glad you appreciated our fine guest, Harvey Kay. And you know, we talked, I think, a little bit about it, Chris, about some of the lacking of the history. And so, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We do need to continue to talk about it. And it was really funny to me, and I didn't even think about this in the context of, you know, King George versus Trump, you know, and yeah. how do you had to, you know, convince and specify and motivate the some of the original colonists to actually follow through with what they thought they wanted, right? You know, you want this, but here's how you do it, and here's what you need to do. I think it's great, Chris, and thank you for the call. And I love it when Harvey comes around because he's a lot smarter than I am on that stuff.
Oh, he's a good dude.
He is. But I mean, again, these things are out there. I mean, if you're ever bored one night and you stick up the doom scrolling, or you're done looking at your TikTok, or you've seen all the bands that you want to see on YouTube, go read some of these things. They are timeless, and they're talking about the founding of our country. And as Harvey pointed out, they're applicable today. We talk about freedoms. You know, I mean, when you talk about actual individual personal freedoms and compare what people like Donald Trump are telling you what he thinks about your freedoms, and then compare it to what Harris thinks about your freedoms. And listen, I'm not naive. There's no one most awesome candidate ever in the world. Come on, man. That's not how it is. It's not about falling in love. I know a lot of people like to fall in love with their candidates in order to do it. No, that's not what it is. This is not your sports team. I mean, this is self-governance. It's a little more important than your sports team. I'm just saying. Just saying. 855-752-4842. CJ. Hey, man. Happy Friday. CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. I would have loved to talk to Kari about asking a question, because he talks about democracy, and I wonder what he would think about what the federal judge overturned and is forcing 1,600 illegals.
Illegals. Yes, CJ, right? Alleged.
Suspected. Potential. Suspected.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Claim. Okay. Yep. So, what's your point?
Claim. So, what's the point? Is that your party's willing to cheat?
That was a judge, man. CJ. Let's settle down, man. You want to talk about this judge, Patricia Tolliver Giles, appointed by Biden? Okay. Do you know the circumstances? Do you know why she ruled the way she did, CJ?
Do you know that the
CJ,
attorney general?
Can you explain to me, will you please articulate for me? Yes, she ruled that these 1,600 individuals had to be put back on the rolls, right? So she ruled that. Do you know why she ruled that?
Okay, I want to hear why you think.
Well,
come on, man.
You're going to call up and bitch about it. I would at least think you would know the circumstances behind the ruling, dude. So you don't? That's fine. I'll edify you, because I have the internet. My Google ain't broke, dude. So from CNN.com, a federal judge on Friday halted a Virginia program that purged the state's voter rolls based on indications, quote unquote, that a person might be a non-citizen, and ordered officials to restore the registrations of roughly 1,600 people who had been removed under the process. Now, the ruling, again, from this Biden-appointed judge, does not give non-citizens the right to vote. Very important. Now, rather, the judge is siding with the Biden administration and others in finding that Virginia's program violated a federal law that forbids systematic removals of the voter rolls 90 days before an election. 90 days before a federal election. Quote, when it is within the 90-day period, pardon me. When it was within the 90-day period, it must be done on individualized basis, she said. Virginia's approach left no room for individualized inquiry. The challengers also put forward evidence that citizens were wrongly being removed from the rolls under Virginia's system, the judge noted. Okay, so there's two problems with this. Number one, the 90-day rule violation. Now, you could argue, CJ, that should be 60, it should be 30, it should be zero. But, you know, point is, that's how it is right now, number one. And number two, according to the judge and the ruling, there is evidence put forward that citizens, that be U.S. citizens, were being wrongly removed from the rolls under Virginia's system, the judge noted. So there you go.
And it'll be overturned by the Supreme Court.
Maybe.
Your party it's
not a party, dude. It's a judge. You understand the difference? You know how the judiciary works, dude? I mean, I know under Donald Trump, he would absolutely, you know, use the power of the Department of Justice to go after people. He said it. But this is a judge, dude. It's not a party. You understand that, right?
It is Biden's attorney general fighting for illegal aliens.
The judge, no, come on, man.
There's
citizens on that list. Let me ask you real quick, CJ, before we let you go. How many citizens would you throw off that list in order to get someone who shouldn't be on that list? How many is acceptable for you? Is it your vote, man? Is it okay if they go through that process and it's you? Go ahead.
It's a case-by-case basis, and those people can fight.
Yes, see, that's the point. It wasn't, though. It was a bulk case. They wanted it should be individualized. It should be a case by case. And it wasn't, CJ.
Yeah, so CJ, that's a great point. We should be going on a case by case basis. Excellent point, CJ. Thank you.
Thank you for making it. And come on, man. Read it. Man, just read it. If you don't like the 90 days, fine. If you don't care that there's citizens on that 1,600-person list, okay. I mean, I think...
Objectionable.
But that's your call. But that's the reason. And furthermore, in part of the order, election officials are to send the 1,600 people notices informing them that their registrations have been restored. Those letters will also advise them that non-citizens are not eligible to vote in Virginia. See what I'm saying? Now, one other note here from the CNN, and again, if your Google's not broke, you can go find it. And you can argue, because it was the Biden administration, obviously, on the one side, and it was the state of Virginia on the other. Okay, fair enough. But the judge made the ruling, man. The judge made the ruling. And it's certainly obvious within the letter of the law within the 90 days. And it is apparent, and you even agree, CJ, and thank you for your wisdom, this should be done on an individualized basis. And we certainly should not be throwing actual U.S. citizens off. But if this makes you feel any better, quote, the supposed threat of non-citizens voting in the 2024 election has been a fixation of Trump and Republicans. However, documented cases of non-citizens voting are extremely rare. A recent Georgia audit of the 8.2 million people on its rolls found just 20 registered non-citizens. 20 registered non-citizens out of 8.2 million people, only 9 of whom had voted. So they'll run it up to the, appeals court, Supreme Court, yada, yada. Okay, we'll follow it. But if the letter of the law is very specific and clear, they're doing a bulk removal, and there's evidence, according to the judge in her ruling, that there's U.S. citizens in there. Well, if I was a U.S. citizen, I'd be a little miffed if you took me off the rolls, man. So, yeah, I appreciate the call, man. But there you go. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC will squeeze you in. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for pointing it out to CJ that, that the 14th Amendment says that it's individual voters have the right to vote. I mean, as amended by subsequent amendments, that we actually have the right to vote, and if it's denied or abridged in any way, that's a violation of the Constitution. But getting back to what was going on earlier, that I wonder how many of those provisions in Trump's policies are actually violations of Project 2025 or Agenda 47, which would probably override whatever generous policy that he's putting forth in the Republican platform, because my guess is that they'll default back to Project 2025 Agenda 47. And this is probably horrible for me to even suggest, but with what Tucker Carlson is suggesting, that what are going to go, Dwight DeSignar and any and all the little Theo bros are going to say, well, once girls have flowered, they're eligible for marriage and Donald Trump can order.
No, I get you, man. Thank you, but I mean, that Tucker Carlson is just so disgusting, dude. And that whole analogy. So I get your point, but I don't know if we should continue that analogy. Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend, man. This is the Tom Salvia Show. We got one last segment coming up, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I think there might be a little sound that we haven't got to yet. And we'll get the last of the final top headlines before we wrap it up for the weekend. And we appreciate every single one of you hanging out with us. It is a gorgeous day here in the Midwest, 855-75-CIVIC. Come back with us.
Airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can join us for this last segment. There's so many headlines to get out there. The Elon Musk apparently has been having secret conversations with Putin.
According to that
left-wing progressive rag, the Wall Street Journal, you know, and apparently the head of NASA thinks that that should be investigated. We're not supposed to really be, I don't know what they're talking about. You know, I mean, he's the richest man in the world. So, yeah. You know, and
it's good to have friends, right?
The best friends.
Yeah.
The best friends. But of the sound, the Trump.
Let's quickly. It's a minute. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do Trump. He's going to rescue folks. He's here for you. Cut one.
I will rescue every town across America that has been invaded and conquered. That's true. Think of the words. Towns that have been invaded and conquered. They've been conquered.
Conquered.
They've been conquered.
Conquered?
And a lot of, it's not everybody's Aurora where they're talking about it. We have many towns that are in the same position and worse, but they don't want to talk about it. It's out of control.
Yeah, you don't hear about it.
We have a lot of towns that haven't yet been infected.
Infected.
That they will be, and they will be.
Next thing, they're going to poison the blood of our country.
How can you even say that, Dom?
Oh, my God. What a... P.O.S. Yeah, vote for this guy. That's you. I mean, and ultimately, folks, and I'm down. You know, we can have these conversations, and I'm trying to convince you not to vote for somebody like that. But if you do, and we're right about all the fascisticky things the guy wants to do, I'm going to put that on you. Cut number two from Trump today.
Sure. What he really thinks about our great country?
A shining city. On a mountain,
not
right?
Quite.
A shining city on a hill. What did Reagan say? Something like that. I'm sure it's close. Let's hear it.
A lot of people coming out of the Congo, not just South America. They're coming from
the Congo's 181
countries as of yesterday. Right, and we're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world.
Huh.
That's what's happened. That's what's happened to our.
Are they booing him?
I'm not sure.
You know, it's the first time I've ever said that. And every time I come up and talk about what they've done to a country, I get angrier and angrier. First time I've ever said garbage can, but you know what? It's a very accurate description.
A shining... Oh, no, no, no. Oscar the Grouch. It's a garbage can.
It's a garbage can.
It's garbage. And we're conquered and invaded and infected and
poisoned.
Yeah, poisoned. And we're a nation of immigrants, except only the white ones. I'm not sure. Vice President Harris had some response to those awful, continually terrible comments by the folks that apparently half this country want to be president.
Indeed.
Let's hear what the vice president had to say.
I also do want to address the comment that Donald Trump made about America being the trash can of the world, whatever he said, something along those lines. You know, it's just another example of how he really belittles our country. Mm-hmm. This is someone who is a former president of the United States who has a bully pulpit. And this is how he uses it, to tell the rest of the world that somehow the United States of America is trash.
That's trash.
Yeah. The person who thinks that our country is trash, that's really who you want to be the primary ambassador? That's who you want representing us on the international stage? I prefer the woman who loves this country and who shows it.
And it's not, listen, we've certainly, as the human race, you know, and as a country, as a people, we're flawed.
We're flawed people.
We're
Tom.
Flawed people, just as a fine attorney once told me. But would you rather have someone highlighting the negatives or the negatives? Again, come on, give me a break. No one's getting conquered. You know, no one's getting infected. What he's talking about are untruths and terrible characterizations. When we have, you know, Haitians that are granted temporary stay here in this country and they're accepted and taken by a town and put to work and working hard, you know, the American dream kind of thing, folks. That's no different than when my grandparents came over from Italy. You know, And everybody, unless you're indigenous to this country, and I don't know, we're going to have time for the apologies.
We'll have to carry it to Monday.
Unless you're indigenous to this country, you're an immigrant. And if you're an immigrant, you probably went through some of the stuff that Donald Trump is shoveling right now. And at one point, Donald Trump, Drump, I believe, was the family name prior to coming over.
Yeah.
Also an immigrant. Oh, come here, legal or illegal, all those things. Oh, okay, fair enough. I get that. We all want to be, you know, law-abiding and law and order, but disregard the fact that your guy's broken law, felonious, and attacked the Capitol tried to overthrow the government. But okay, I get you. Those other laws we got to follow. Okay, fair enough. The Haitian migrants are here legally. Temporary protected status. They're working. They're providing for their families. They're not eating the dogs. They're not eating the cats. They're not eating the pets of the families that live there. They're not eating the geese. Fall, the geese go south. Those aren't happening. And it's easy to sit up and just trash everything all the time. It's a little more difficult to think and try to motivate and articulate a positive vision for our people, for our country. Work on that, Mega. Want to thank Harvey K for joining us today. Thank you, Jess. It's been a great week. Thank you, audience. We will be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. I haven't figured out who I want for the World Series yet, so go baseball.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.